to Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. I was looking at Genesis chapter 6. I had the privilege to be out in the prison on Wednesday night, and so they had the local church leaders of the prison had given us some things to cover over the next couple of weeks, and so they gave us Genesis chapter 6. And it's kind of fun to know that, you know, inside of the prison there's some guys that are leading a local church, and they have a really cool understanding of the truth of the scriptures, and so they're kind of the go-between to say, okay, look, this is what we think our guys here at Avon Park need, and so they set the kind of the message schedule. So obviously when you hear Genesis chapter 6, your mind probably goes straight to Noah and the ark. That's what I found is true for me. Just went straight there. But I was just doing some reading out of Genesis chapter 6, and I didn't realize, you know, the tendency for me to go straight over to Noah was a righteous man and blameless. But just forgetting about the wickedness of the human heart and how far that can go. One of the phrases that we have is evil was continually, and the Lord regretted he had made man on the earth. And so God is now going to make a plan to rescue an individual, a family, and start over again. It's not going to take that family long to buy into a lie of the world and try alcohol, and then that causes embarrassment to the family. But what I've been thinking about is sin never makes you better. There's not like, okay, well, if I lie once, then, you know, 6 months from now, I'll only lie, you know, less than, you know, well, I guess you can't do less than one. Say you lie twice, and then, okay, 6 months from now, you're going to lie once. Sin is not a thing that where it takes you up, it takes you down. And there's no limit to that. Like you would think people can start considering, well, okay, look, we could do it this way. Nope. It's just one of those things that doesn't make you better. Pastor Eugene's phrase would be sin would dumb you down. And so as you look at this beginning part, the first like seven verses of Genesis chapter 6, it's a really neat opportunity for a reminder for us as Christ followers to say, you know what? I really need to be careful with sin because it's not going to make me better. And then the other thing I was thinking about is when the world gets darker, light can be brighter. And so as we watch things that take place around us, we really need to adopt a philosophy that the kind of Noah had. Noah's characteristics, or what we know about Noah, is that he was a righteous man. And so you can define righteous in a lot of different ways. You know, willingness to do the right thing. Walking as a biblical example, or like Jesus would walk. I'm going to do this the way Jesus did this. I thought it was kind of neat to think about a couple of verses that, you know, go along with righteousness. Romans 12, 1 and 2, that reminds us not to conform to the world. Colossians chapter 3 reminds us, let the word of Christ be part of who we are, but whatever we do in word or deed. Philippians chapter 2 reminds us that, you know what, we need to empty ourselves the way Christ did, because we are the opportunity to be a light to this world. Blameless is a person that's not sinless, but there's not anything that's really going to stick with that person. They're not something that, you know, hey, we can count this and this and this against them. Someone who is not sinless or would not be considered blameless would be Jonah. Someone who would be considered blameless would maybe be Joseph. Well, not Joseph, because he was, you know, bragging about the coat of many colors. Think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of Daniel chapter 3. And so, you know, just thinking around, okay, we got this, we have these two phrases, righteousness and blameless, in that generation. And then you have the last phrase, Noah walked with God. And Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So we, obviously, as we read back and look back, we know that this whole family is going to get in the boat. We know that God is going to make a covenant with them. Verse 18, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall come back into the ark, and you, your sons, and your wives, and your sons' wives with you, and every living thing, all flesh. You will bring two of every sort of into the ark to keep them alive with you. And then when the ark is done, God is going to shut the door. And all those people that have mocked him, all those people have said, you know what? All the world's going to die except Noah, his wife, his boys, and their wives. Everybody else is going to be wiped off the face of the earth. And so I realize that we live in a growing community of wickedness. And so I just want to remind us in the midst of that, righteousness, blameless, and walking with God, having an ongoing conversation with our Heavenly Father should be part of our lives. Now, we're not going to get it all right. We're not going to not sin, but it allows us to give a focus and a purpose as we go forward. And being aware to be quick to ask for forgiveness, because sin doesn't make you better. Satan's goal is that sin will destroy you, that will take you down and do things that you never even thought humanly possible. So guard your heart today as you walk about this life. Consider sin, consider righteousness, consider blameless, but then really ask, Father, I want to walk with you today. I want to develop this relationship. So Jesus, thank you for a new day, opportunity to serve you. Thank you for your word that you left for us. Now allow us to apply it to our heart, allow it to sink deep down in so that we're not just reading verses and going on, but we're taking them and making part of our daily lives. For your glory, Jesus, allow our light to shine brightly. It's your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.